I don't know. I couldn't tell you just how long we did live in that house. I'm trying to think now. About 10 years ago, I guess, more.
So that was you lived there until you were 12, or?
I think I was about 12 along then. I don't know. Then we moved off somewhere else, and then we've come back. And I was older at that time, of course. And then from there we go. I'd got married by that time. My father had moved down to Springside on the 100 down towards Palatka.
On the what?
On the 100 towards Palatka, oh. Where my father used to live whenever he died. But they're not too much back in that way I can really remember about it.
You mentioned you had a father. Was he a fireplace?
Yeah, we had a chimney. They call it a chimney, and it was it first started out was an oak leaf chimney that my father and my uncle fixed. And then it fell down, and they made a brick chimney. But it had. That's when they used to have old clay chimneys. I remember a lot of old clay chimneys. And they'd build them up where they'd go from the well past the top of the house, see, so it wouldn't catch it afire. And how they fixed them, molded that clay like that, I don't know. But they put some strips of wood of some sort and put them in it like that and fixed it like that. That's the best I can remember that.
Doesn't seem like it lasts real long if it rains.
Yes,
it's
they will.
Yeah.
Well, usually we live mostly in the log houses. They fix themselves, you know, my parents. And they'd have all log raisins, they'd call it. And all the neighbors would come and help them raise their house, they called it. And that'd be fixing everything but covering it. And then they'd cover it.
Yes, people worked together a lot more.
Yes, they did. And they'd have cane crops. And each one would have a week, which week one wanted to grind, and the others goes help some. All of them bring up and help one another. And that's one thing now that's not done here now. They don't. But not neighborly like they was back then.
How would they grind the cane?
How can I describe it? Now with a mule hooked to a some kind of new long shaft that went around and around, and that's the way they ground it.
And they have something in the center.
They had a trough concern. That they fixed to run the shirt off juice into a barrel, and they had a crooker sack over the barrel to strain it as it went out, you know. And then they put it in a big syrup kettle and boil it to syrup. And that's about how I can describe that to you. But I remember the old mule go around and around that thing, you know, and grind it.
And that would make what?
Syrup.
Is that the same thing as molasses?
Well, not really, but it's it's just in the same category.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Don't ask me. The molasses is a little bit thicker or something like that than syrup is. Thicker.